The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You'll just have to excuse me for a moment. I have just a couple things I have to check off of my to-do list here this morning. After hearing that gospel lesson, feed the hungry, give water to the thirsty, clothe the naked, care for the sick, visit the prisoner. That's often how we approach this text, isn't it? A list of things to do, things to check off. But Jesus isn't giving us a checklist of things to accomplish so that we can ease our consciences about our eternal destiny. In fact, turning this passage into a to-do list actually works just the opposite. Rather than ease our consciences, it makes us ever anxious as to whether I'm a sheep or a goat. And I desperately want to be a sheep. At the end of the day, if we approach this text like a to-do list, we will have a nagging doubt. Did I do enough? Did giving change to the man in the parking lot count? What about paying my taxes to the federal government? I mean, they help people through welfare and Social Security. Does that count? Have those ways in which I've tried to help people truly met their needs? Has my care for others met Jesus' standards? And what about all those hungry and thirsty, naked, sick, and imprisoned people all over the world? What if I gave away everything that I had? Could I possibly earn a place at Jesus' right hand? Approaching service to our neighbor as a to-do list misses Jesus' point and leaves us with a whole lot of questions. Speaking of questions, the sheep and the goats have a lot of questions. In fact, it's actually one question, the same question. When was it that we saw you sick? When was it that we saw you naked? When was it that we saw you in prison? When was it that we saw you in need? Not one of them, a sheep or a goat, has seen Jesus. Everyone is surprised when he reveals that he's been there all along. In their service to their neighbor, the sheep had been serving Jesus. Having been recipients of the shepherd's ministry, the sheep cannot help but follow his lead. See, Jesus, our good shepherd, the Son of God and the Son of Man, our King, came not in a palace, pampered and to be served, but as one who had no place to lay his head. And Jesus himself was hungry, thirsty, and a stranger. He came serving the least and seeking out the lost. Moreover, he pronounced his blessing upon the poor, the mourners, the meek, the hungry, the thirsty, and the persecuted. He fed the hungry crowds. He healed the sick, and he welcomed those living on the margins of society. We learn from Jesus' story here that the righteous, the sheep, were not trying to earn their way to eternal life with Jesus through their good works. Indeed, they were completely unaware of their service to Christ. They did what they did with no thought of reward. Theirs was a service to their neighbor and a love for their neighbor that flowed from their faith in Jesus. It wasn't something that they felt that they had to do, like a checklist, a to-do list. It was a joyful and free response to the gift of love that had been given to them in Jesus. A love of God that had been poured into their hearts and then overflowed to serve and love their neighbors. You, brothers and sisters, have also had the love of God poured into your hearts. Jesus, the King of glory, died for the forgiveness of your sins. Your sin, all of that goat-like behavior, all of those times that you have failed to serve your neighbor as God wants you to, it is all forgiven. For Jesus' sake. You didn't do anything to deserve it, but this forgiveness is yours because of his love for you. In him, you then are free, truly free. Free from those nagging checklists of things to do. Free to serve your neighbor and not wonder, was it enough? But simply to serve in love, in genuine care and concern, because you yourself have been the recipient of such love from Jesus, your good shepherd. By his grace, you were baptized and made a child of God, blessed by our Father in heaven. You are now a sheep of Christ's own fold. You are a lamb of his own flock, a sinner of his own redeeming. By his grace, you are an inheritor of the kingdom that was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It's hard to even wrap our minds around that. The Holy Spirit now lives in you. And whether or not you're aware of it, the Holy Spirit is moving you to do acts of love and service for your neighbor and to the glory of God, acts of which you may never even be aware. You may never know the impact that you have on the people around you. Some of them may be total strangers. Some of them may be members of your own family. And the Holy Spirit is working through you to serve them to the glory of God. But now you have this knowledge, a joyful awareness that every time you serve your neighbor, whether you think about it ahead of time or not, that it is flowing from faith in Jesus and that you are serving Jesus, your King. Were you here yesterday serving at St. John's Food Pantry? If you were, you were serving those in need, but you were also serving Jesus. Have you been calling on a lonely neighbor in this time when we are socially distanced from one another? If so, you've been calling on Jesus. Have you been comforting a grieving coworker? That is comforting Jesus. Placing a bandage on your child's wounds, healing up their scrapes, you are ministering to Jesus. Our mission as a congregation, a mission we repeat every week, a mission which is printed on our wall here at the church, is that we are saved by the grace of God. It's a gift given to us. And flowing from that wonderful gift of grace, we witness and serve others. It's just something that happens when you have been saved by the grace of God. And as we witness and serve others, we do so joyfully aware that Jesus is with us, that we are serving him, and that he is working through us to serve our neighbor in need. May it be so among us this week. In the name of Jesus, amen.